Family of 9-year-old Astroworld victim rejects Travis Scott offer to cover funeral costs. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 30, 2021. The family of 9-year-old Ezra Blunt, the youngest victim who died as a result of Travis Scott's November 5 performance at Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, has rejected the rapper's offer to pay for Blunt's funeral expenses. "Your client's offer is declined. I have no doubt Mr. Scott feels remorse. His journey ahead will be painful. He must face and hopefully see that he bears some of the responsibility for this tragedy," Blunt family's lawyer Bob Hillier told Scott's lawyer Daniel Petrocelli in a Monday letter, obtained by Rolling Stone. Petrocelli had reportedly sent a letter to Hillier and his co-counsel Ben Crump last Wednesday, writing, "Travis is devastated by the tragedy that occurred at the Astroworld Festival and grieves for the families whose loved ones died or were injured. Travis is committed to doing his part to help the families who have suffered and begin a long process of healing in the Houston community," Petrocelli added. "Toward that end, Travis would like to pay for the funeral expenses for Mr. Blunt's son." Watch below. Ezra Blunt, who died on November 14 after being on life support for days after being trampled at Astroworld, was laid to rest on November 23 at a funeral in Texas. Blunt's death had risen the Astroworld death toll to 10. In his letter to Petrocelli on Monday, Hillier added that for now, Scott must respect that his own devastation pales in comparison to that of Ezra Blunt's family. Hillier also told Rolling Stone that Scott's legal counsel had previously reached out to the Blunt family in hopes of arranging an in-person meeting, but that offer was also declined. "We were pretty firm. With all due respect, no. This isn't a photo op story here. This is a who's responsible and why type of investigation. And he's on the short list," Hillier said of Scott. On the day of the Astroworld tragedy, Ezra Blunt was on his father's shoulders as the countdown to Scott's performance began. His father said he stayed toward the back of the crowd because he thought that area would be more calm. However, a stampede hit as soon as the rapper took the stage. The boy's father then reportedly lost consciousness and Ezra fell to the ground, where he was then trampled by concertgoers. Alex Hillier, another lawyer representing the Blunt family, said on Monday that Ezra's parents are attempting to band together and move forward. But it's a day-by-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute survival mode they're in. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.